on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, 6:46 on a Monday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thank you very much for hanging with us. The Roll Your Own Coalition of Michigan is set to hold a press conference at the state capitol this week in opposition of Senate Bill 930, which would legally classify any retailer with an RYO machine as a tobacco manufacturer, which means a major tax increase and all kinds of state and federal regulations. Patrick Brazil is one of the Michigan retailers that would be affected. He has two stores called That's How We Roll, tobacco shops in the Lansing area. He joins me now. Welcome to the program, Patrick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So these bills, this bill has passed the Senate. Where is it now? How close is it to becoming law?
Sure. Right now it is on the House Tax Committee agenda for Wednesday at 10:30. And it's already passed the Senate on February 8th, of which it was announced to the Senate on February 7th.
I see.
So it went to committee the very next day, and they voted it through.
It's interesting legislation. Now, if I'm correct, there are only 32 roll-your-own shops in the state right now?
There is. And a small correction, I only have one store in Lansing.
Yeah.
We have partners in Owosso and Flint that would also be affected by this. My main concern with this bill is that they've been working on it for 5 years, and if they've been working on it for 5 years, why all of a sudden did they put the verbiage for us to get into it? The whole bill itself is focused on the digital tax stamp, and the digital tax stamp is what is basically the bill is really written for. So we are currently in the courts right now with Judge Kennedy, where Judge Kennedy is supposed to hear this case in May. So for them to kind of come in and pass this and put it in, it's a little bit disturbing, in the perspective that legislation is trying to do something where it's already in the court, and B, this whole scenario for me is very frustrating as a business owner.
Well, now Senator Roger Cahn, who sponsored the bill, he says the state is losing $3 to $4 million in revenue to the roll your own industry. From what I understand, that involves the taxes paid on the loose tobacco versus that comes in a pack. Can you explain that? And is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. The funny thing about Senator Cahn is that I was at the committee hearing when he spoke, and he also said he didn't know a lot of stuff. Well, there's been no feasibility study. A lot of these people that roll their own cigarettes would not go directly and buy a regular prepackaged manufactured cigarettes. They're going to roll up their own house. But he doesn't know what numbers that is. I've calculated as high as 85% would go from our store to just rolling at their house. Well, that's even less revenue for the state. Okay, so the 15% that go back to it, you know, he needs to kind of think about a feasibility study before he goes and spouts $3 million, which he really has no numbers to back that. To be honest with you, it'd be an economic impact negative to the economy if you do it. And the reason is that you're going to take away jobs. You're going to take away lost revenue that is there. These people that do save money, they go spend it in the local economy. I like to kind of compare it as buying local versus your big box stores, which would be your big tobacco.
Mm. I'm talking to Patrick Brazil. He is the owner of That's How We Roll. It's a tobacco shop here in the Lansing area. So tell me, you said this legislation's been in development for about 5 years. What's behind it? I mean, what is driving the push to change your status and to, as your coalition says, put you guys out of business?
Well, I'll give you a tiny bit of history. We started this business back in February. I was approached as a person that could help get a business off the ground, and I was just in the process of selling a patent in a different business. And so I agreed to it because the business plan looked solid. I was a non-smoker. I didn't go into this because of tobacco. I went into it as a business idea. As soon as we opened the store, the Treasury Department said we were acting illegally and sent us a letter saying we needed to stop. And this was in June of last year. We won an injunction against the Treasury to continue on until the Judge Kennedy can define what is manufacturing. The thing is people come into our store, they buy bulk tobacco in loose tubes, which are empty cigarette tubes. They pour the tobacco in, and they push the buttons on the machine, and it rolls them 200 cigarettes in about 8 minutes. Now, we aren't supposed to say cigarettes because of big tobacco, so we're supposed to say smokes, okay, because they don't want us to constitute it as a cigarette. And that's fine. At the same time, these people that come in to do it, they spend in 10 minutes of their time, and sometimes they'll have to wait a little bit to get on there. And so they're the ones that are actually doing it. I'm not making them and having them sitting on my shelf so people can come in and go, give me one of those or give me one of those.
So we're not selling
it like that.
Are you saying Big Tobacco is funding a campaign to basically eliminate your industry as competition?
Well, technically, I probably shouldn't actually step on my own toes for something like that. That's something that is up for debate as far as how you perceive it. And that's the fine line as far as perception. Senator Kahn wrote this bill. I said in that meeting when Senator Jansen even said they'd been working on it for 5 years. Our machines have only been in the store for 3 years. What we want is an amendment on this bill. We want them to actually do a feasibility study. Okay, if you pass it, you're going to put me out of business. I'm going to have 8 employees unemployed. I'm going to have a vacant space. My space, my advertising, my rent, that's not going to be paid anymore. All of it gone.
Why?
Because they're shutting me down.
Why is this legislation garnering the support of Republicans across the entire Senate? I mean, how did it get through the Senate if there isn't an agreement that there is a certain amount of revenue that should be coming in from the RYO industry that's not?
Well, we pay all our OTP tax. It's called elder tax. And it is all 32% we pay on all of our tobacco. It's just the same if you were a Joe Schmo who came in the store and wanted to buy a bag of tobacco and some tubes and go roll it at your house. You're paying the exact same tax as what we pay. We only have pipe tobacco in the whole store. That's it. We don't have cigarette tobacco. There's a difference between the taxation on it.
I see.
Am I skipping the taxation laws?
But
I only have pipe tobacco.
Essentially, the pipe tobacco, the tax on that is significantly less than the cigarette tobacco.
That's exactly right.
And in terms of these machines, are they very expensive machines?
The machines cost about $30,000 each.
So basically, customers have to come to your shop to do this. I mean, they're not going to sit at home and enroll one cigarette at a time. That probably would take them many
hours. Absolutely not. I definitely have different machines for anybody. I've got a $400 machine that is for someone that wants to do it at their house. I've got a $100 machine all the way down to an $8 machine. And people could come in and for, $8 for a tiny machine and a box of tubes and some tobacco, they can roll their own house. I have tons of people that do that. That's not the problem. And not only that, I've got some really premium grade tobacco. I've got Donner's and Ryan tobacco, which is phenomenal. It's like an architecture to tobacco. You can really blend and make all different kinds. But, it's more, in my opinion, about freedom of choice for something like this. Someone should have the choice if they want to roll their own via be my machine, a machine at their house, or on a tabletop where they're hand cranking it. They should have the right to do that and not allow to say, you guys can't do that because you're skirting laws, when technically I pay all my taxes. I pay everything.
Well, what do you see happening at this point? The Senate moved this right through. Do you expect to see the same happening in the Republican-led House?
I hope that people would actually try to understand what it is that the bill is trying to encompass. They're holding back some money from the tobacco tax settlement until they pass this bill. If they can pass this bill and amend it with us out of it, I'm all for it. I'm 100% for it. Great. I love the digital tax stamp. Guess what? I don't have one pack of cigarettes in my store. Not one. I hope they pass the bill without us in it and then let the court do the justice as far as where it's concerning if we're manufacturing or not.
And if
it's all about self-consumption. That's the whole rule on Senate Bill 930 is self-consumption.
Just to confirm, if the bill passes, how much of an increase would you see in the taxes you're paying? Would you be able to remain?
I can't. No. They make me a manufacturer. I'm leased as a retail. I can't stay in the space. I can't get a manufacturer's license. They're putting me out of business. I'd have to close the doors and let all my employees go.
Is it just too expensive?
And then there would be another vacancy in that strip mall. I'm across the street from Jet's Pizza, where Dream Dinners went bankrupt. Okay, so there's 4 vacancies next to me. they want to drive more vacancies into the society. It's funny. It's like they're all about starting new businesses, go entrepreneurs, let's do this. And then they're just saying, oh, you know what, let's shut these guys down, you know, because we need to get that back to tax settlement. So let's just shut them down.
Well,
and it's like, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, that's I guess we'll see where we go from here. You are with the Roll Your Own Coalition of Michigan, which is holding a press conference at the state capitol on Wednesday to talk about this this legislation. It is Patrick Brazil, the owner of That's How We Roll. It's a tobacco shop here in the Lansing area. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And we will.